Welcome to the Sons of Selvage podcast. I just had a chance to meet Matt and David from a brand called Chileo. I thought it'd be super interesting to talk to these guys and tell you all a bit about it, because I think a lot of the stuff here around your brand that Denim Heads would appreciate. So maybe start by first telling us what your brand's about, how you guys started it, and maybe then we can talk about a couple of your products as well.
Sure. Our brand is Chileo. We're named after a campsite that we grew up going to up here in the Angeles National Forest. And basically, we're a brand who makes heritage-style goods out of deadstock U.S. materials.
Awesome. And so you guys have got a couple different products. Maybe start by telling us sort of how you decided what you wanted to make and kind of maybe what was your first piece and how you've kind of grown from there.
Yeah. Really how we decided what to make is make things that we like, and hopefully others like it too. So basically, we just want to share with basically things that we like. And we have a heavy focus on using deadstock U.S. materials, ideally. We try to do everything U.S. materials and make it here in Los Angeles. So the first product was actually, we did an apron. So we started what we thought was simple.
Yeah, maybe if you pick up one, show some of the details. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, so as an example, like, so this is a deadstock U.S. wax canvas in plaid. The straps we use here are 100% cotton, 1960s U.S. military straps. So these were our dead stock as well. The D-rings that you stitch down the straps with are 1940s D-rings from military duffel bags. So those are repurposed. So all U.S. and then we make it here in the U.S.
You guys are saying that this particular plaid might have been from an old Filson run a long time ago?
Yeah, that's word on the street.
So, awesome.
Yeah, and we love Filson. We're big fans of their heritage.
Yeah, yeah.
So we definitely
yeah, I love all the deadstock details. Like, it's really cool how there's like so much kind of historical pieces in something as simple as saying apron.
That's right. Thank you. Thank
really
you very much.
The point with everything that we do is we want it to last forever, basically. So you can pass it to the next generation.
Yeah.
If there's anything that needs repairing, we'll repair it. No fee included.
And what's the story with your ponchos? Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, so I mean it's kind
of grab one shows.
Was really inspired by a heritage piece called a campfire blanket, which I haven't been able to find anybody who still makes them. Woolrich used to make one, but they were basically just wool with like a leather buckle that you could wear around your chest so that you could still use your hands. And we kind of took that idea, because I've used fireside blankets for a long time. We wanted to make it a little more utilitarian, a little more heavy duty, and a little more rugged. So we pair it with our dead stock U.S. wax canvas, and then it really transforms it into something much better, because you actually get, you know, obviously the warmth from the wool, but also like water repellency. It's great to use on the ground. We also like to camp tentless when we can,
right,
so like you kind of use this
the
as a
lucky
ground
part block. Of being in SoCal, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So it really is a versatile piece, but they are surprisingly warm, and almost instantly you feel warm.
So it's wool lined with wax canvas.
This is wool lined, and we do a few different ones. This is just a dead stock vintage wool.
Awesome.
And then we do another colorway with a vintage military wool blankets.
Yeah.
So
cool.
These are military surplus wool blankets.
Yeah, I love the idea of like all this kind of like surplus dead stock old materials rather than kind of like modern synthetic stuff.
For sure. Yeah,
really
we try
cool
to keep it all natural, and we try to use basically no plastics in anything.
Awesome.
So like from our zippers and snaps, everything's either solid brass or, you know, some sort of natural material.
Do I understand correctly the base of the brand is just you two guys and like the machinists you work with? Like that's the whole thing?
That's the entire company.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really cool.
So
That's really cool. So I'm guessing you probably get a lot of the kind of like handmade details showing up in construction.
For sure. And, you know, we always remind people that they are handmade in LA. So there are going to be little things, but to us, those are, you know, kind of the cool part of, you know, each piece is unique and no one has one that's exactly the same.
And is this guy like a log bag?
Exactly. So we call this the Newcomb Log Tote. So basically you have a bag here, a tote bag that fully opens on the sides and you carry logs. You can't really see from here, but...
Oh yeah, down there, yeah.
Basically it becomes a log carrier, it goes back to tow.
That's cool. So you basically just clip the buckles, zip it up.
That's it. Yeah.
That's rad.
So when you want to use the bag, it's still secure with the side zips and the snaps.
We've used log carriers forever, and we love them, but we felt like they were, you know, really one-trick ponies. So we kind of wanted to make something that... Because the reality is most people will use it as a bag more than they would ever use it as a log carrier.
Yeah.
So you're not buying something that just serves one singular purpose.
Yeah.
So you use it as your tote bag or camping bag or whatever, and then also doubles as your log carrier.
And maybe one last thing to check in on is these bags you guys hear with like the dead stock raindrop again.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about those?
Yeah.
And also maybe with this camo.
Yeah.
Just so, as you said, a dead stock raindrop pattern. We use the same military straps. These are from the 1960s. This is repurposing a military strap. We didn't do anything on that. Then YKK awesome. Zippers. We wanted to basically make a bag that had a top closure, because our log tote does not. So if you wanted to travel or take it around with you, have your belongings would stay secure. And we added a little pocket outside,
pockets
inside.
It's good for like carry-on luggage.
Totally.
That was you know, part of the idea behind it.
So me, obviously, go handle, shoulder, or go cross body, shoulder with this.
Right.
This is adjustable. So.
Yeah, I love you got the like old kind of like military markings
we
on
love
it.
So. Little touches so people touches. Know that. Yeah. You know, there's a built-in history basically everything that we do.
Yeah, that's rad.
Yeah, we have it in this colorway as well. This is just a vintage camouflage that we really liked as well, but this is a little heavier. Weight to it. But both awesome. We love the raindrop. We have a few different options there.
Super rad. In terms of finding y'all's brand, like online and person, like where all can folks find you guys?
Yeah, online. So friendsofchaleo.com.
Friendsofchaleo.com.
And then friendsofchaleo on Instagram.
Friends of Chaleo on Instagram.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Awesome. And you guys are also at the Pasadena Rose Bowl every month?
We're doing that every month.
Yeah. Every month? Okay, cool. Yeah. I guess like online, get stuff shipped wherever.
That's right.
Cool.
That's right.
Awesome.
Come
Matt, David, thank you guys. Yeah. Appreciate you showing
Thanks
us your brand.
Us.
I'm glad I discovered you guys.
That's awesome. We are too.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Too,
yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Cool.